This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli calls all-party meeting of pro-Republican parties on contemporary issues including pro-monarchy demonstration. Chief Speaker Deep Raj Ghimire consults with chief whips of political parties to remove obstruction in Parliament. World Bank approves financing package of $150 million for Nepal's third bridges improvement and maintenance program, and Myanmar earthquake death toll rises to 1,600. UN warns of severe medical supply shortage. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has called an all-party meeting of pro-Republican parties today. According to the Prime Minister's Secretariat, the meeting will be held at Simhadharbar at 7 p.m. today. The all-party meeting has been called to discuss the violent protest by pro-monarchy demonstrators on Friday and other contemporary issues. Speaker of the House of Representatives, Deep Raj Ghimire, has met with the chief whips of political parties ahead of today's parliamentary session. The meeting was convened to discuss the ongoing disruption in the House caused by opposition lawmakers protesting the government's decision to remove the managing director of the Nepal Electricity Authority. The opposition has demanded that the Prime Minister address the matter in Parliament. During the meeting, Speaker Ghimire urged all political parties to demonstrate that Parliament remains active by engaging in discussions about the pro-monarchy demonstration. Mahesh Bhurtola, the chief whip of the ruling CPNUML, confirmed that the Prime Minister would address the House tomorrow on the matter of the removal of the chief of the Nepal Electricity Authority. He also shared that a phone conversation had taken place between the Prime Minister and the leader of the opposition to resolve the impasse in Parliament. However, both houses of the Federal Parliament scheduled to meet today have yet to commence their sessions. The World Bank's Board of Executive Directors today has approved a financing package of $150 million for Nepal's third bridges improvement and maintenance program. This support is to help strengthen the resilience of bridges in the strategic road network, ensuring safe and uninterrupted connectivity across the country's diverse and challenging terrain. The program, led by Nepal's Department of Roads, will focus on climate-resilient measures, including enhanced structural designs and innovative technologies, including real-time monitoring systems, to safeguard bridges against extreme weather events. A special classical music event is being held today on the occasion of the 75th anniversary of Public Service Broadcasting Radio Nepal. The event, taking place at Radio Nepal's central office in Simhadharbar, features 24 artists and creators from various musical disciplines. In his inaugural speech, Dr. Mahendra Bista, Executive Chairperson of Public Service Broadcasting Nepal, highlighted Radio Nepal's rich legacy in music, emphasizing its significant contributions to the preservation and promotion of classical music. He also noted that with Radio Nepal and Nepal Television now fully transformed into public service broadcasters, there will be greater focus on promoting music and songs in the future. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin, now into an international news update. The death toll in Myanmar earthquake has risen to 1,600 following the powerful 7.7 magnitude earthquake on Friday that also impacted neighboring countries including Thailand. The BBC cited the United Nations as warning a severe shortage of medical supplies hampering the response to the deadly earthquake as the search for survivors continues. In Bangkok, a 12th buoy was rescued late on Saturday evening from the site of a collapsed high-rise. And in Manjali of Myanmar, a woman was recovered alive after being trapped under rubble for 30 hours. The search for those still buried under the rubble is undergoing, including dozens of infants at a preschool in the second largest city, Manjali. Now the agenda with the forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at one or two places in the hilly regions of Kushi and Gondagi provinces. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Kushi and Gondagi provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli calls all-party meeting of pro-Republican parties on contemporary issues, including pro-monarchy demonstration. Speaker Devraj Khemri consults with chief whips of political parties to remove obstruction in Parliament. World Bank approves financing package of $150 million for Nepal's third bridges improvement and maintenance program. And Myanmar earthquake death toll rises to 1,600. UN warns of severe medical supply shortage. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening.